Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for everybody listening to Issues of the Day Talk Radio, to the new voice of the people. Hey, today we got a little something different. It's a little controversial, but not as as deep as our previous shows. So we have a little fun with today's show. Today we know we're gonna be talking about black men and black men who date white women and why they date white women. And why some brothers are switching over to dating outside the race, or dating, prefer to date white women over sisters. We're going to find out why. If you want to call into the show and give your 2 cents, give your input, you know how to do it. Call into the show, 347-326-9697. But right now, we're going to get into NDIRE, her song, Black Skin, right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. You make me wanna Hershey's kiss your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin.
Cindy Irie Brown Skin on Issues of the Day Talk Radio, 347-326-9697. We're talking about black men who date white men. All right. Oh, man, I don't know how y'all feeling, but I know it's hot outside right now, man. I'm burning up. But hopefully everybody burned up the phone lines today with this show topic, because I know this is something that a lot of sisters out there really want to know the answer to. Why do black men date white women? What is it? Why don't they talk to us? Well, I think it's a few reasons. And if you want to, if you can't call in, you know, you can always email your comments to issuesoftheday@yahoo.com. Oh, before I get into the show, always looking for new guests for the show. Definitely, there's no requirements to be a guest on my show other than, you know, watch your language on my show when you call in or if you want to be a guest. But there's really no requirements for being a guest on my show as long as you have something that you really want to talk about. You can always email me at issuesoftheday@yahoo.com for that. Always looking when you want to be a listener to the show. The one thing you really should do is when you listen to the show, go to the homepage of blogtalkradio.com, and register to be a listener. That way, you get all the updates on my show from them. You also get all the updates from any other show, anybody else who has a show on the site. You get all them updates if you want to listen in to other shows or whatever. So it's a huge, it's easier, it's a lot easier too. And it also helps if we're having problems getting calls into the switchboard or people having trouble listening in to the show like I had last night. We had a bunch of people who couldn't even listen in to the show and people had trouble calling in. Well, the only way really for me to know that is for you to register as a listener. That way, when I have my chat room open live like I do now, you can let me know that through the chat line, and I can get to tech support, and they can fix the problem so we can continue on with the show, all right? So don't forget that. Like I said, if you want to be a guest, email me. Because we always looking for new guests. I know some people probably listening to the show want to be like, dang, I wish I wanted to be a guest on that show. Well, it's no big deal. Just email me, send me your information or whatever, then we can definitely schedule you in to be a guest on our show on Issues of the Day Talk Radio with the new voice of the people, all right? If you want to just listen in to the show, you know, just go to the URL, blogtalkradio.com/issuesoftheday, or, you know, call in 347-326-9697. Simple, all right? So let's get on into today's segment. Black men who date white women. Yeah, it's a reason for that. And how can I say this without causing some trouble here? One of the reasons that from personal experience and from just knowing brothers who date more white women than they date black women is it's easier to date a white woman than a sister. There's nothing wrong with our sisters at all, but they've been hurt so many times by us through domestic violence, mental abuse, cheating, adultery, you know, a lot of things. I think a lot of sisters don't trust us brothers enough to take care of them the way we used to for us to be the providers of the house and to really genuinely love our women the way we're supposed to love them without all the riffraff and wondering what we're doing out in the streets, or if we really doing what we're saying, if we're out there doing what we say we're going to do. I think sisters have been so hurt over the years too many times and repeatedly that I don't necessarily think from those who've been hurt, it's hard for them to trust us to believe that we're going to do what we say we're going to do as far as love them and things like that. Now, like I said, from just my personal view of people that I've known who dated more white women than black women, and from my personal experience, that I believe the reason why brothers are switching over to dating white women is because a white girl would literally, for those who like to date black men or have never dated a black man and are really waiting their opportunity to do so, they would do just about anything. They'll do pretty much practically anything for that brother. Anything. They will go the distance without caring about what they did in his past, whatever he's on now. They generally just without thinking will just do, you know what I mean, pretty much just like I said, go the distance, fam. Whereas certain sisters have, they think before they do stuff. So it's, hold on just a second, let me take this call here. All right, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your comment? You're on the Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your comment? Hello? Caller. All right. Hope I'm not having the same problems I had last night. Hopefully that caller is just calling in to listen and not calling in to say something, because I had the same issue last night. Try this one more time. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your comment? All right. But anyway, that's what I believe the thing is. Sisters, they rationalize things a little more. They think before they act. So they'll go the distance for a brother, but they got to know, they got to investigate everything before they just jump into something. To whereas I've seen for myself, you know, a white girl falling for the tricks and the type of stuff that a lot of sisters wouldn't necessarily fall for. So I think it's more of a comfort for brothers to go get somebody who they feel like they can run game on, who they don't really understand what they're doing to them, you know, why they say certain things to them, and what trying to type of game they're running. You know what I mean? They don't necessarily understand us to the fullest extent. So for somebody fresh, brand new, dating a brother who's got it in his mind, I'm going to get everything I can get out of you. I'm great. You spit this game, put it down the way I know I'm supposed to, and I'm going to get what I need to get. And to the sister who's been in that environment her whole life, she's not as easy and quick to fall for it as the white girl, because she's been brought up in a whole nother type of environment around different types of people. And unless she didn't date a brother before, she's not going to necessarily know how to respond or react to certain things that he might do or say. So brothers dating white girls now, I think it's like, you know, they have to step their game up when they date a sister, especially a sister who got her stuff together. If she is the degree businesswoman, don't really necessarily need you for too much, then you got to, when you come to her, you got to be like, damn, okay, I got to have all my ducks in a row, because she ain't playing. I could just look at her swag. And then most of the so they have a certain swag about themselves now to where they're so independent that you got to have everything in order. Well, necessarily that, you know, that white girl who feels like, well, he can change or he'll get better, I can help him out, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, she's going to take that chance. But that sister ain't no fool. She knows that, okay, nah, he ain't got it together by now. He probably ain't going to get it together. And if he is, he's trying to get something from me and trying to use me. Okay? And even on a sexual level, I feel that brothers want to date white women because of a sexual, you know. White girls normally they're willing to do anything for you behind closed doors, whereas certain sisters, not going to necessarily, that's not always going to happen like that. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your comment? Thanks for calling into the Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your comment? Hello, caller, you there? I just hope I ain't having the same problem I had yesterday. But, okay, let me try this again. Thanks for calling into the show. What's your comment? right. That's about two or three calls right there. All right. Basically, like I was saying, it in bed, too, there's a lot of leeway with a white girl. They gonna let you, they pretty much gonna be willing to experiment and try anything you want. Certain sisters are not gonna go for that because they're more so on this, look, I don't know you. I ain't ready to go there with you. This is about all I'm gonna do. Which is cool, that's very respectful, and that's what you should do. But to that brother who don't really care about all that respect, he don't give a damn, he just trying to, you know, he wanna get on to the utmost, he and that white girl's gonna do it. She's going to do it. Let me try this next call here. Hey, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your comment?
Yes, my comment would be that I'd like to know more information about why it is that black men date white women, and not necessarily from a standpoint as to how maybe easier white women are, but what is it that the black man sees in a white woman that he does not see in a black woman?
Well, this is from me having certain friends who've dated white women over sisters, and even myself, not necessarily meaning me doing this, but I've just seen it from just experience. I hate to sound cruel, but it's been like, it's almost like, damn, some of them who don't honestly have the knowledge of what he's doing or what he's trying to put across, what he's trying to get across to them, they fall for a lot of stuff that a sister won't fall for because she's been around that, like I said, that environment. So she's more aware of what the game they playing and all that. For like I said, for a white girl who hasn't necessarily dated a brother before, or she has and just met the wrong one, they don't necessarily understand. I've seen it too many times. I've seen it to where he'll tell her something, and she'll fall for the simplest thing. But if he runs over and tells the sister the same thing, she's not falling for that BS.
But there are plenty of black women who actually fall for a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like, what is the real reason? Because there's easy black women, there's easy Latina women, there are easy white women, all kinds of women. So what is it that makes a black man stick to a white woman when he won't stick to a black woman?
Black women fit into the same category as the white
woman that you're describing.
Women, all women. There's easy and dumb all women, and there's easy and dumb all men, all races. Well, for majority of interracial dating, you have either, you know, black men dating white women, so that's what I'm just speaking on. I don't know. I think it's more of a, because like I said, I've seen it, and I talked to certain individuals, and it's more of a, like, they stick with you through, it's almost like running, it's like playing a game and running a game on somebody, you know. And the African American sister, she's going to only put up with so much because they've been hurt. They've been going through so much for so many years. There's only going to be a certain amount of BS that they're going to put up with. Where I've seen, or a white girl taking the stuff that I'm to the point where I'm just like, how much more do you need to happen to you? Well, you understand.
I mean, but there's black women who fit in the same category. Black women, I'm sorry, who have stuck with a lot of black men who started with nothing and helped to build them up. They've dealt with years of not taking care of their children, years of being in and out of jails or prisons or not working, years of, you know, verbal, mental, physical abuse, years of a whole lot of stuff.
And
so I'm just trying to figure out why it still is not clear to me why, you know, why a black man will be in a relationship with a white woman and take her through so much stuff, but not as much as a black woman puts up with.
The years that they've done all that, now since they're not putting up with it too much anymore, guess who doesn't understand all that now, and now they're putting up with it. You know, that's just where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the management, from seeing it, that it's running game. If you're not understanding, if you're not hip to the culture of how they – or when they run a game, and what they say and what they do, and how they maneuver and do things, then you're not going to be aware of what they're doing to you. And I didn't sit back and watch, you know, associates and all that. Pull the same stuff that's not going to work over here, because since they're not aware of how we talk in certain situations, or how we, you know, the stuff that we do at certain points, then they're not picking up on it and they're falling for it. You know what I mean? And that's the reason that I see a lot of them sticking to them because they just don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. They, and then, like I said, a lot of white women are attracted to black men. I mean,
there's a lot of black women attracted to black men. But my whole problem with the whole issue is that you'll see a lot of black men getting relationships with white women or Latina women or Asian women or any other woman other than a black woman, and they treat them a lot better.
Yep.
There'll be a black man who's
yep.
been with a black woman for years, and he would never work.
Yep.
And he goes and gets a white woman or a Latina woman, and he's working. He takes care of his kids. Or he'll be with his black woman, and he's never taken care of kids that are his own. Yet and still, he'll get with the white woman, and he'll take care of kids that aren't even his. And he still won't take care of his own kids.
Now, that part of it, I don't understand that neither. Because
exactly.
So my thing is,
there has to be more to it than just being easy, because...
I mean, there are a lot of white women
who don't put up with a lot of stuff. But the thing about it is the man, when he gets with a white woman, he'll change. He'll be what he should have been with his black woman.
Exactly.
Or with whatever woman he started with. So I think it's more of an issue of respect. I think that there is a lack of respect that black men are starting to have for black women, and I don't know why that is.
I think a lot of brothers are intimidated by the success of sisters these days. And I don't understand why. I wouldn't be intimidated by that. That would make me step my game up. That would make me go out there, okay, and get where she's at, you know. But a lot of them are intimidated. A lot of them, I hear all the time that, you know, some dude, I don't want my woman making more money than me, or, you know, that don't even make no sense.
But that still makes sense when they'll go get with a white woman who makes more money than them, whose dad makes more money than them, whose whole family makes more money than him, and honestly,
I've heard this too, and I've seen it. White women would give their last dime. I mean, they would go beyond dumb measures for him, knowing that, like I said, but it goes back. I don't know how best to explain this to you. Can I ask? Are you black or white? Can I ask you that first?
Black.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what really just sounded real messed up. You say he goes out and gets with this white woman, has a lot of money. True, because he knows that the sister who's got her stuff in line, who's real business oriented, and not saying all of them like this, but there's some white women out there too. But the sister who's been through it and got her stuff together, she's not about to put up with the financial burden of somebody who ain't really got it together like that, and she realizes that he's trying to use her. Where he can run that same game on some of these white girls, and he will stick with that. Why? Because she's giving up everything, her whole account, credit cards, she's maxing it out and everything, hoping that one day this dude's going to change. I'm just seeing it, and I can sit back and just watch these dudes laughing like she just they just having fun, and that's what it's more of a comfortability thing.
I disagree, because I've seen the opposite. Like, I have seen where, I mean, there are a lot of black women who are in excellent positions, and they're still with a man who makes less money than them, and it does not bother them. They're still with that same man, and they still put up with some of the same issues. However, there are some black men with white women, and, you know, they'll work. They don't keep themselves in the same position that they do when they're with a black woman. And it's not even necessarily about running. It just almost, to me, seems like they get themselves together when they get with a white woman. And I'm trying to figure out what that reason is. Why can't you do the same thing when you are with a black woman?
Hold on just a second. Hold that thought. Let me let this other caller in. What's your comment, caller? Thanks for calling to the show. Hello, caller? Thank you. Listen to Issues of the Day. What's your comment? Okay. Well, hello, you there? Yeah, I had this issue yesterday, and I'm hoping I'm not having it today, where people been trying to call in and not being able to get through. Their number shows up, but it's okay. But that's just, okay, baby, I don't know. I'm just speaking on as far as the man aspect. I've seen brothers go out here and would skip talking to a sister, go get a white girl, and she's fat, sloppy, nasty, just the worst thing you ever seen. I'm like, okay, what's the connection there? You know, have a whole, you know, bunch of babies by me. I ain't understanding. You could have got that from, not saying you had to date a sister, but you could have got there from your own and brought another one up.
And Exactly.
I agree with you on that, because I don't understand that. That part I don't understand.
And then just
that.
To clarify, my whole position on it is to each his own. Like, I'm not opposed to people dating outside of their race. My whole thing is to say that you don't date a specific race, especially when it's your own, for a reason that's just beyond me. And then to treat, you know, if you're a dog and you're true to being a dog and you treat all women a certain way, that's that. But don't go and treat a specific group of women a certain way because of some kind of stereotype. That's my whole problem.
I've been out here, I've dated, of course, throughout the years, and what I have seen, and this is not all women, because I live in Indianapolis, so this is not all women, but here, I'm from the South, and the different breed of sisters down there are different than up here in the Midwest. Down there, they're more friendly, a lot of them that I see down there are more about their business, you know, so you got your bad seeds wherever you go. But it's a different, the women type of different breed down there is just totally different. Up here, you know, I did this so many times where I'm from the South where, you know, you see somebody, you speak. If you make eye contact with somebody in a certain foot of distance, you speak. You say, hi, how you doing, or whatever, and keep going. A lot of women up here, they look at you like, why are you talking to me? Why are you even speaking? That attitude.
I mean, not that this is correct, but you have to think about it, like, the approach for black men, the way that black men approach black women has not been good. First of all, whistling, snapping your fingers, hey, baby, or hey,
yeah,
big dude, all that stuff is very
right.
inappropriate. And I think that that's the main reason why.
Okay, hold
I
on
mean,
just
it's
a second.
Still wrong. Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second. Let these other callers in. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day. What's your comment? All right, how you doing?
Yeah, Can you hear me?
Yeah, the second caller just called in. Hold on just a second. Let the first one from 580 area code. What's your comment first, sir?
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Oh no, I'm just listening to.
Are you just listening?
I have a comment in regards to this issue.
Okay.
Right? My thing is that if you look at the dynamics of the United States of America, and we're living in this time, first and foremost, right? You got to see that there is over 200 million white folks in the United States, 45.3 million black folks, okay? And I think we get so caught up, and we don't pay attention to our own business, right, and get so caught up in everybody else's business. I'm a black individual, you know, 3 kids, wife passed away 13 years ago, black, 3 black kids, and raising them decently, had a good marriage with a black woman. I'm trying to find out what type of individual are we looking at? I don't worry about the next man, you understand, or the next black woman down the street. You know, if I want to go after, I go after a decent and proper individual, you understand, to satisfy me and to know where I'm coming from. I just don't pick up any and everything. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's happening. You know, if you look at some of the black males, right, they pick up the basically the leftovers, right? Because they don't want the challenge, you understand? And we have to sit up here and challenge our black women, and our black women have to challenge us. It's not about the money, but it's about respect.
It's this. I created this topic just because of the fact that I hear a lot of sisters out here wondering, what is it? Why? Just like the young lady who's on the phone now, why? And I'm just giving my point of view from what I've seen, what I know from individuals, and based off that, I'm just giving the basic overview of why, from my area, my neck of the woods, why it happens. I can't speak about everywhere else. But from right here, this is what I see, and this is what I know, and this is why I created this topic, to answer to any questions that the sisters might have on why they're going and switching over. And it may not make sense, but that's just really what it is.
Well, I can understand that.
And the other caller, I'm going to give him a chance to speak. What did you want to say, sir?
You talking about me right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was a little frustrated. I was a little disappointed in some of your viewpoints.
Okay.
Where you from?
I'm from Indianapolis, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Nah, because it seems very limited and skewed, because it's so many aspects that black men deal with white women and vice versa. I mean, you even look at, like, the content that you're talking about. I mean, you could look at football, baseball players, and they had their white women. It's not just that. It's a lot of things. And, I mean, when you talk about a standpoint of white and I mean, when you talk about the standpoint of relations between black and black men and women, it's the only racial group that the sexual relationship between black men and women is adversarial. We don't work together, black men and women. It's adversarial, always one on one side, one on the other. And see, when we sit back and start to analyze those issues, sometimes it just doesn't come from a man trying to say that I don't want to deal with a black woman because she's strong. Sometimes the black woman don't know how to be submissive, and I use that very loosely, and I don't want you to get that misconstrued what I mean by submissive. And I believe, because I was raised by my grandma, my great-grandma, my mom, my dad wasn't around, and I got 8 sisters. So I have a true love and affection and affinity for black women, strong black women. But when you sit back and you keep saying that the only reason black men deal with white women is because they can use them, or the game, like, a lot of these white women know the game. It's their choice. A lot of these white women are raised differently, so they accept different things because that's how they're raised. A lot of times our black women are extremely strong because they have to be, or they perceive they have to be because of lack of black men in society.
But like I've also said, that's just from my neck of the woods of what I have seen.
No, I know, but that's why I'm responding.
I can't speak for everywhere else.
No, but I understand that. That's why I'm responding to that, giving you another perspective. And the sister another perspective.
Me personally, I love strong sisters. I love a sister who got her stuff together, who knows where she's going, got her goals, and nobody's going to distract her from that. Okay, that's me personally, but that ain't every male. I didn't hear it from the horse's mouth that certain men, African American brothers, don't want to talk to a sister like that. They want somebody weak. They want somebody they can get over on because it's easy for them to take. They don't want that, like you said.
Well, now you got to look at the first thing about them. Sometimes it ain't that. Maybe they really don't like themselves. Maybe they really don't understand how to deal with a woman that strong. It's not about necessarily what do they choose. Sometimes people, what they say is not really the whole situation, because you got to look at the dynamics of everything in their life. And a lot of these men grow up not even being strong men, you know, dealing with their own life. Like, they can't even deal with real men strongly, or some of them don't know how to deal with a woman or really be a man to a woman. So when a woman asks them to be a man, they don't understand how to deal with it. And see, the thing that I can understand why some black men, like she was asking, and she keep asking that question, why? To understand why some black men don't want to deal with a woman, because now a black woman wants you to treat her everything like a woman, but then she don't want to cook dinner. You know, she wants you to bring her roses. She wants you to wine and dine her. She wants you to take care of her.
That's the part where I disagree, because that's a woman characteristic. That's not just a black woman characteristic. Every woman wants to be wined and dined. Like,
you only took one part. You ain't listened to the whole comment.
Hold on.
You ain't listened to the whole comment.
Hey, sir, let her go ahead and finish, and then you can respond. Give her a chance to go ahead and get to her finish your statement. Ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and finish what you were saying, and he can respond.
Okay, not a problem.
Go ahead and finish. Hello? Are you still there?
You lose up?
Yeah, I'm not sure if her phone is what's going on right now, but...
I'm sorry.
That's cool. Well, I understand completely what you're saying, but to me, that's a totally different show as far as the mindset of a male and the relationship, what's wrong with the African American relationships between the man and the woman. I think that's a totally different show.
No.
But I understand what you're saying.
She's asking why, though. You saying, like, one of the questions was why, this topic was why black men date white women.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's dealing with it, like, if I'm a good man, I come home every night, I'm bringing food, I'm bringing money, I'm making sure she got everything she needs, and I can't get dinner. Or my house ain't clean. Not saying that I can't help clean the house, or I can't cook dinner sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when you say it's 50-50, then why is it always an issue?
Let me ask you this: in a relationship, you know, it's gonna be something that you're gonna have to give up. Like, you're gonna have to you might be sacrificing something. She might be the type of woman that takes care of all the business and is clean, but she just don't know how to cook. You know what I mean? Or she might be the woman that knows how to cook and clean, but she doesn't have all the business together. It's very hard out here to find somebody who has that complete everything. You know what I mean? So eventually you might have to, not all women gonna come with that. So sometimes it's a thing of, okay, what am I willing to not for me to deal with, you know, in this relationship?
Well, I agree with you to an extent, but a lot of, like, I guess I look at it because of the women in my family, and then also I see a lot of successful women. It's not hard because women, hold on, a lot of nowadays, because that's what's been accepted. Like, we got this equal rights amendment, right? And women want you to do all this for them. And I'm just giving you some examples. Women want a lot of things from a man, which I have no problem with dealing with. But don't be upset because I want a lot from you. You know, because I still got to be a man. Like, they still want me to be chivalrous, open the door. They still want me, like you said, to wine and dine and take care of them. See, most women, when you look at it, most women want to be taken care of.
Yeah, a lot of women do. And I think today's women, let me look at the age bracket of that. Somebody from, like, the age of 21, maybe the 30, depending on how, you know, somewhere in that age bracket. A lot of women, especially young ones, have not been raised to understand how to take care of their man and still be, you know what I mean, and still know how to, basically, women don't know how to treat their queen, I mean, king, in order to get treated like a queen. They want to be treated like a queen, but they don't know how to treat the man like a king.
Can I say something?
Yes, brother.
Go ahead,
sir. You know, sometimes I think we get lost up, man, because here I am, right? Had a nice, decent, and all the black women married till she passed away, as I said before, 13 years ago, right? My daughter was 3. Sons were 5 and 9. Now they're 23, 18, and my daughter's 16. And what I'm listening here to is that, you know, you're saying a woman don't know how to treat, right, a king.
A lot of them.
No, let me tell you what used to happen is because, what you know, when the young ladies were in the kitchen cleaning up and so on and so forth and doing the dishes and all that other nonsense and washing clothes, right, you know, the mother and father used to give the men a pass. You understand? Let me tell you, you know, my son, 23 and 18, they're living, you know, my 23 don't live here no more, but my son at 18, right, he on the schedule. He wash clothes, he wash dishes, and he know how to treat a woman, right? You know, my daughter do not get into the car without my sons or myself opening that car door and so on and so forth. You understand? And that's what's the problem. What happened, we have a disconnect, right? And it's up to the men to stand up, right, and still teach. You know, we want to take back seat. We want to run you know, and I've been in Germany. I've been in Korea, and I see all this nonsense going on about men, you know. Yeah, it's not, you can date who you want to date, but you understand we still have to be men. And manhood is lacking in the black community.
Hold on a second. Let me take this next call. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure everybody gets their comments in. Hold on just a second. Hey,
Oh?
Thanks for calling into the show. What's your comment?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm on the phone with my sister right now. We was listening on to your show. I got something to say, and I think she's going to have something to say. Basically, like, where I'm coming from, I was listening to the show. I hear what you guys are saying and everything like that. But whatever happened to the playing field being equal, the woman doing what she has to do and the man doing what she has to do? You know what I'm saying? I just heard somebody say the woman has to take care of the man. You know, I don't understand that.
No, the thing that I said was women want to be treated like a queen, but they don't understand how to treat their man like a king. That is equal. It is 50-50. If you want to be treated on the high pedestal, you should be. That matter of fact, you can find that in the Bible. You treat your man the same way. Y'all treat each other the same. It's a 50-50 thing. You want to be treated like a queen on the high pedestal, you got to know how to take care of your man too, and vice versa.
A woman just want to be loved, and if she feels like she's getting that love from a man, it's nothing that she wouldn't do. And that could be black, white, any color. It's not. Yes, that's true. A woman, and I know.
Well, not all women think, though. Not all women are you, though. A lot of women will just take, and not give.
The problem is that men don't try to find out what it takes to show their woman that they love her. If you're not properly showing your woman that you love her, she's not going to be willing to yield to you.
Exactly. If you show a woman that you genuinely love her, it's nothing that she wouldn't do. And it's not. It doesn't really have anything to do about black women.
You can't generalize it, too. You can't say this applies to all women and this applies to all men.
All black women.
That's ridiculous.
It's been a relationship. I've been in a relationship like that to where I gave everything to this woman, my loyalty, my money, my time, my love, everything, but she didn't know how to give it back, and she wasn't willing to give it back. So I had to leave that situation. That happens on both sides of the field. It happens to men doing it to women, women doing it to men.
But I think a lot of times people misconstrue like what love really is. You can't buy love. Just because you doesn't necessarily mean that that's showing her love. Because
gifts and everything is not a sign of love.
Are you really taking the time that you need to be taking with her? Are you really giving her the affection that she needs? Are you really being there 50-50 with her? That's what it takes. It's not the flowers, the jewelry. It's not all of that stuff.
Yeah, when I meant money, I meant as far as when you're living together and you're taking care of your portion and you're taking care of what you're supposed to do in the household financially. That's what I meant by money. I'm not talking about material.
That's a relationship issue. That's not necessarily going to determine
And that's not showing that you love her. That's something that you have to do, you know, as far as a man with any woman.
You know what I think it is? I think many times people have personal issues or have experienced certain things and they try to generalize this out to other people because of their own failures. I mean, that's just my thought on that.
Yeah, but initially, like I said, the show was just, I was just trying to get out a point of view from what I've seen. Like I said, my own area, my own neck of the woods on why certain brothers now are dating white women versus dating sisters. That was the whole point of the show. I think a lot of us might, I think the show might have gotten off track a little bit, and I was just trying to get out my point of view on what I've seen and what I've been told on that aspect. So it's not necessarily my thinking, but this is just what I've seen. And that's my point of view on that topic there. I think a lot of relationships, period, are not the same as they used to be. They're not as strong as they used to be. They don't last as long. People give up too quick for all various reasons. Sometimes people want to raise right. Sometimes they bring that baggage into other relationships. People just ain't loyal. People gonna do what they want to do. It's all across the board. Men doing it to women. Women doing it to men. But once people realize what they want, and they don't settle for nothing less but what they know they want, and they know what the other person, how to love the other person, what it takes to love the other person, then relationships will start working again. Then people start being together.
But that's not just black women. You know, black women know how to treat men as well.
I didn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. I said both sides. It's all races, all men, all women.
Yeah, because
When relationships start strengthening again and people start being together like they used to be 30, 40, 50, 60 years, that's when, you know, people can get to that point when they understand how to love one another and knowing what they want from a woman and what a woman wants from a man. They have to know those things in order to – that's first. You got to know that before they can do anything else.
Hey, but, sir – you know, love 30, 40, 50 years ago. Don't fool yourself. I think we give our ancestors a pass, right? Because if you sit up here and you notice when we used to go to family reunions, right, and you have three brothers and sisters, and then all of a sudden somebody come from somewhere almost the same age as your brother or your sister, you know, we used to hide stuff back then. Hide infidelity. Hide cheating. Hide lying, okay, for the good of the family. So, you know, it's been a torn in our sides, right? Black folks do not communicate with each other. We want the quick fix, right? That's one of the biggest problems. If we sit down and communicate with each other, right, man and woman, and tell them where we're going and what we want to do, right, it will be better. But no, we want to meet the individual. You want to lay up with the individual and expect love, right? You know, sex don't equate to love. Sex is overrated. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And that's one of our biggest problems. We equate sex to love.
We only, this show is getting ready to end in about 20 seconds. I want to thank everybody and appreciate everybody for the call-ins, for the comments. Really appreciate it. I'm going to do another segment on as far as relationships and this part two so we can carry on to this if you guys want to call in again. I want to thank everybody for listening, for calling in. Appreciate it. And like I always say, love each other as you expect to be loved. Thank you. God bless.